Recording.
Thank you. Good evening and welcome. I am Sean Brittingham, President of the State Board of Education. I call the June 15th regular meeting to order. It is 5:04 PM. The meeting is open to the public in person in the Cabinet Room of the Townsend Building in Dover, Delaware, and electronically via WebEx. State Board of Education published the public meeting notice and meeting information on June 8th on the state public meeting calendar site. Thank you for your patience if we run into any technology issues as we simultaneously conduct this meeting in person and electronically. Today's agenda contains two opportunities for public comment. There is time allotted for public comment on regulations and then general public comment near the end of the meeting. Sign-up sheets are available on the table by the door. If you did not previously sign up to provide public comment via email and are logged in via the URL, please type in your name, organization, and comment topic in the chat box now. If you are only participating via phone and wish to make verbal public comment, please log in via the meeting URL. As required by statute, this meeting is being recorded and recording will be available to the public on our website within 7 business days of this meeting. Ms. Smith, can you please do a roll call?
Mr. Brittingham.
Here.
Mr. Cho. Ms. Pfeiffer.
Here.
Dr. Lofink.
Here.
Dr. Noble.
Here.
Reverend Powell. Mr. Rushdan.
Present.
Ms. Stevens.
Here.
Dr. Szabo.
Here.
We have quorum.
Thank you. I will note that we also have Deputy Attorney General Alex Corbin and State Board Staff Kathleen Smith participating in today's meeting. First is approval of the agenda. The board's agenda was posted on June 8th. Are there any changes to the agenda? And if there's not, I will entertain a motion to approve the agenda for today's meeting as presented.
This is Wally Rushdan, so moved.
Rushdan's made a motion. Need a second?
Second.
Lofink, second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Approval of the May 18th regular meeting minutes. The May 18th regular meeting minutes provided to the board for review in advance of this meeting. Are there any additions or deletions? If there is not, I will entertain a motion to approve the May 18th regular meeting minutes as presented.
Lofink, so moved.
Lofink's made the motion. Need a second?
Wally Rushdan, second.
Rushdan, second. Any discussion? All in favor say please aye. Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
I abstain. Candace Pfeiffer.
Candace Pfeiffer has abstained. Motion carries. Approval of the May 18th executive session minutes. The May 18th executive session minutes were provided to the board for review in advance of this meeting. Are there any additions or deletions? If there's not, I will entertain a motion to approve the May 18th executive session meeting minutes as presented.
Lofink, so moved.
Lofink's made a motion. I need a second.
Stevens, second.
Doc Noble.
She beat me up.
Sees and gets the second.
Yes, she does.
Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
Candace Pfeiffer, abstain.
Pfeiffer has abstained. The motion carries. Thank you.
President Brittingham, I would like to note that State Board Member Nathan Cho is online with us this evening.
Excellent. Good morning, Nathan. I'm late for you. Good evening to us. Okay.
Yes. Good evening, everyone.
What is it, 6 a.m.?
Yeah.
That's all right. We're glad you're here with us.
Glad to be here.
All right. Board member recognition. This evening, we are honoring the service of several board members, and later we will give them the opportunity to say a few words. Keep it simple, I think.
Okay.
But first, we are pleased that Representative Kim Williams will join us to help us celebrate all the contributions of these education gifts. They are past President Whitney Sweeney, Dr. Audrey Noble, and Dr. Lofink. Thank you, Representative Williams, and it's you can take the floor for us. There you go.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here. Sorry, Justin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I just I'm here. Senator Sturgeon is in caucus. She wasn't able to come over with me, so she also sent some Senate tributes over as well. We want to honor you, Audrey. I feel like I can say Audrey because they're friends. Dr. Lipkin.
You can call me Audrey.
with working with all of you. I do love the relationship with the State Board. I like how it has really It's really different than when I was first elected 11 years ago. But the State Board is really a support to the Secretary, to the Department of Ed, and to us. And so I value the job that all of you do. But it is a hard job to do. Serving on the Red Clay School Board, and sometimes it can be a thankless job. And also, you also see you also have pleasure from it as well when you go into the school and speak to the students and the educators and the community. What you do is very valuable. And I know sometimes we don't always appreciate what you do, but I do. And I know Senator Sturgeon does, and my colleagues do. But sometimes I think you guys are forgotten about, not intentionally, because you know you're a solid group of folks who work together to promote good education policy and standards. And so I want to thank you. And I really wanted to come over here and thank you in person. And I really appreciate your friendship, Audrey. We met 10 years ago, probably.
Right.
And we've had a great relationship over the years. I often have called you just to talk about education and just get your perspective because you have such a wide range of it. And I appreciate Whitney's leadership as board president too. She was excellent. She would always take my calls. I try not to overburden any of you. But I just wanted to come here and thank you personally and give you the House tributes from the Senate. So I'm not going to read them because I know that you've already probably worked your day jobs or had a very busy day. So I'm just going to present them to each of you, unless you really want me to read them. That is up to you. I don't want to hold your evening. So, is that a yes or no? Okay. I'll read them. I'll start with this is a House tribute, and it's signed by all the members of the House. And this is to Dr. Audrey Noble of our State Board of Education. We proudly recognize this outstanding individual and applaud her for many years of dedicated service of working with the community and school districts to ensure Delaware's educational system meets the needs of every Delaware student. Dr. Noble was appointed as a voting member of the Delaware State Board of Education by Governor John Carney in March 2018 and was reappointed in January 2021. She has held various roles in the School of Urban Affairs and Public Policy at the University of Delaware, served as faculty member for the School of Urban Affairs and Public Policy and founded the Noble Evaluation Group. Throughout her years, Dr. Noble has served on many education commissions and task force. The SEB provides all Delaware students a foundation for success, prepares them for transition into post-secondary education careers, to be a part of the community, and to continue learning throughout their lives. We commend her remarkable contributions to the Delaware State Board of Education and bestow our best wishes for successful future endeavors. And I'm adding a PS and stay in touch with Kim Williams. Talk about education in Delaware. The House of Representatives extends its sincere appreciation and direct the tribute we issued on the 15th day of June 2023, signed by House Speaker Pete Schwarzkopf, Bridge Crawford, the Chief Clerk, and myself. And then you're also in Speaker Schwarzkopf's district. So, and then I'm not going to read the Senate one, but I will press them. So this is signed by the President, Senator Sokola, the Senate, Secretary of the Senate, Rob Ryan Duffy, and Walter Sturgeon.
Next. Representative Williams, there'd be no need to read mine.
Are you sure?
It's
just going to be the same.
It's going to be the same. Let's say I left out my prison sentence.
That's so funny. I actually didn't read that out. I have to get out a little bit more.
You won't get his head through the door.
Just recognize the things that you have contributed to this show as well. I won't read the bottom part of it because it's.
Okay, got it, yeah.
So, Dr. Vincent Lovins, Delaware State Board of Education. We recognize this outstanding individual and applaud his many years of dedicated service of working with the community and school districts to ensure Delaware's educational system meets the needs of every Delaware student. Dr. Lovins was appointed as a voting member of the Delaware State Board of Education by Governor George Carney in June of 2018. In 2015, he retired from Howard High School as a career counselor. From 1992 to 2008, he served as the Delaware State Representative. We didn't work together, but I wish we had. No, I'm very serious. I appreciate when I've sat in committee meetings with you, you're excellent, and I like that you're real and easy to talk to. Dr. Lothing was the chair of the state's Board Career and Technical Education Subcommittee regarding the implementation of Purpose Set Plan. And so we thank you for your service and also for your career in education. And this is also signed by the pro tem, the Secretary of State, and Senator Sturgeon.
And Senator Sturgeon is my attendant? Yes.
Oh, wow. I want to congratulate you. Thank you very much.
Now my wife will leave where I go.
Yeah, I figured I would save the governor's pass. Thank you. That's why you're so good, Justin. That's that we have.
Well, Meredith actually.
And Whitney, can you hear me?
She just can't hear you. I'm so sorry that I'm not on screen. I can hear you and you don't need to read mine, but thank you.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry I'm not there. I would do anything to be there, but I just couldn't make it work just because of my travel, but thank you.
No, and thank you for always willing to talk with me. You were a great president, and I want to thank you for your service. So we have a House tribute here as well that was signed by everyone, and Senator Sturgeon has one for you. And we also have something from the governor's office as well for each of you. So just thank you for everything that you have done for our state. I know that you have gave up a lot of time, family time, so thank you so much.
No, thank you. It was truly an honor.
I assume someone will make sure you get these.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. And then so we have proclamations from governor's office. I guess I can say I'm filling in for him. So I won't read them. I'll let you, but. They're signed by Governor Carney and Lieutenant Governor. So thank you. Thank you for having me here and allowing me to present these. It's my honor. I know how passionate all of you are. And that is it. I'm going to let you get down to business so you guys can get home and be with your families. So thank you.
Thank you, Representative Williams.
Do you mind if I do a picture?
Oh, no, that's standard. We have to do that. Get a picture with them.
Yeah. I want to talk about the great things that bring with us.
This picture.
Can we do the picture by the flag?
We'll do whatever, okay. Whatever it is. Let's put up too fast. Hang on.
Stand by the flag.
There we go.
Let's start.
Okay.
Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Dr. Perry, would you like to join us?
Sure.
Thank you.
One, two, three.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Reddick.
I appreciate it.
Nathan, very much. We also want to recognize and express appreciation to student member Nathan Cho for his outstanding work this year. Nathan, we are glad you're joining us virtually this evening, and since you're out of the country, we want to present you with this award and the Order of Excellence in recognition for your service to the Board of Education in Delaware. We'll make sure you get that. You want to, hey, do you have a couple words you want to say, Nathan?
Yeah, I just want to say thank you to everyone on the board. This has been an incredible learning experience. I've learned so much of what it's like to be on a body such as this and really understand what it's like to be in the throes of the education world. I want to extend a special thanks to Ms. Kathleen Smith for helping me so much along the way. When I was first onboarded to the State Board of Education, I was so confused of like, I don't know, I felt like such a fish out of water in a sense, because I am stepping into this room that I've never stepped into before. And there were a bunch of really seasoned educators in front of me. And I was kind of really overwhelmed in a sense of what to do. And Ms. Smith just really was my guiding light in a sense, and really helped me become really used to being in that room and being able to start those conversations. It really encouraged me to amplify my own voice within the State Board of Education and use that towards things like the student forums. Shout out to Deb Stevens for accompanying us for that. So I just want to say thank you, and I just want to give you guys all my deepest gratitude for opening this space for me to have a voice, for me to represent the students of Delaware, and for listening to that voice. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Any board members have anything? Well, I do. I want to thank you for everything you did. The student forums really turned out well in the end when you started going into the schools. As always, you learn from us and we learn from you. And I just want to thank you for taking the time to serve with us. I appreciate everything you did, Nathan.
Thank you, Nathan. You did a great job.
Thank you, Nathan.
Thank you, Nathan.
All righty. We will go ahead.
Are we, anyone else want to say anything?
Yes. Yeah. We're
finishing up Nathan first, and then we're going back to the.
Oh, well, I just want to say, Nathan, great job as well. I'm sorry that I didn't get a chance to see you as much during these times, but you clearly kept in the long line of very excellent student board members, and you definitely made your mark with your advocacy. So thank you.
Not so long. Short line.
Nathan, this is Deb, and again, thank you for your service. You know, it was wonderful working with you this year. I loved your dedication. I loved the initiative you took to bring student voice into the room, and the visits that you set up, the meetings that you held, even, you know, when the attendance, you know, was maybe a bit small on the Saturday meetings, you still persisted, and going out to the buildings was just a stroke of genius. You're going to go far, and I wish you all the best in your college career.
Still got them. Anything else?
Are we having a preview?
Yes.
I guess we'll move on. Well, thank you, Nathan. All right, we will, Mrs. Will Whitney, Dr. Noble, Dr. Lofink, we'd like to present you with your award and Order of Excellence.
How about that?
It's all right, we'll get it to you.
Who goes first?
We'll say Doc Noble.
Okay, absolutely.
This is Dr. Noble.
Yeah. Order of Excellence, and your. Thank you for serving with us. Oh gosh, it's been a treat working with you.
One, two, three.
Come on, Lou Fink.
Have to get up slow.
Bars.
Yep.
Mr. Lou Fink, your order of excellence from the Board of Education, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Very good. And 1, 2, 3.
All righty, thank you.
You got to take it while they're giving it out.
It's like, do I have to come back?
That's fine. Okay.
No, it's fine.
So you want to get a photo op of everybody now?
Oh, my ancestors.
Everybody from the board, please make your way to the flag. That includes you, Secretary Hall. It's the two of you.
Who's got to come back? Do I have to bring my stuff back?
No.
I took it all. I mean, I took it. I figured, you know.
You just show up, please.
Okay.
Yes.
I need to double up.
Come on, double up.
That's good. That's good. Got you. Got you. All right, ready? 1, 2, 3. And another one, please. This way. Oh, beautiful. 1, 2, 3. Gorgeous.
Okay, one more. Meredith, would you come up here for a minute? Kathleen could be in the picture. She never gets in the picture. Come on.
Okay.
You do all the work.
Here, come right
here.
There we go. That's the boss is here.
All right, I'm going to take a few of them, okay? 1, 2, 3.
I look okay?
Raves, prepare sneeze.
Some said that.
Wait for the friends.
Take this with us. So someone will leave it tonight?
Yeah.
To make it happen.
Whitney, we're going to let you go first. Do you have anything you want to relate to the board?
I would just like to say thank you. Again, I'm sorry I'm not there. And not just thank you for kind of all of the accolades, et cetera, but the opportunity to serve with the individuals on the board. It was, like I said, it really was truly an honor. I think we went through some really challenging times, I have to say. It was a great experience, and I was just truly blessed and privileged to be a part of it and learn from the other individuals on the board, both of the Secretary of Education that I was able to work with, the legislators, people that are just kind of involved in the education landscape. And just a great experience, and just like I said, was privileged to be a part of bettering education in the state of Delaware. So thank you very much for the opportunity to say a few words tonight.
Thank you. I just want to say we didn't serve together long, but I appreciate everything you were able to show me and lead me this way. But you left me with a well-oiled machine and great people, and I thank you for that, Whitney.
Well, thank you. I've done a great job this year, so I know everybody's in good hands, and it's great to see the board continue to do all the things that that we need to. So thank you.
Anything else for Whitney?
Whitney, I want to say something. I really enjoyed working with you. You were a great collaborator on a lot of the things that we did when we first started on the board together. And I have to admit, you gave me one of the funniest memories I've had in my educational career when you asked me, is there a book I could read that would be where I could learn everything that you know? And I thought, I have a library at home and about 30 years of experience. But that was pretty funny, and you were a good sport about it. But you were a great president. You stepped up and did a lot of things for the board, brought the board together at a time when the board was kind of bumpy.
Yeah.
And you did great work, and we appreciate everything you did.
Thank you. I always ask that, by the way, whenever I get something to read. I do it all the time.
I haven't found that book yet, but I'll keep looking.
You know what? It's not a book. But you never stop learning.
Hey, Whitney, this is Wally. I just want to dovetail some of the comments that have already been made. I really want to remark on how you really focused and organized this board at a time that it needed to be led. I mean, in the truest sense, you know, we had a lot of turmoil going on in different respects, and you came in and really brought a focus to the board. And I think that it was evident to me how deeply you cared about the credibility of the State Board of Education. Everything that you did with a sense of maintaining a high level of performance and making sure that all of us felt like we were involved in everything that was going on with the board. You were very collaborative. You went out of your way to ask for the input on things that you didn't necessarily need to do. And it showed up in the way that you ran the meetings. And I just want to say, you know, I thank you. I think it was already been said that you sort of left a well-oiled machine, and I can definitely attest to the hard work that you put into it. And I will always, since we're talking about memories, I will always remember our lovely ride back with your mother during one of those rotating board meetings. Won't explain how all three of us got into sitting part, but we did. And it was a lovely ride. And again, I hope that you are well. I hope your family's well. And it's great to be able to properly recognize you for your outstanding service and you led support.
Thank you. Thank you, Ollie. As soon as you said a memory, I knew that was where we were going. Thank heaven Wally was there for us.
Whitney, Vince Lofink, I really enjoyed working with you. We both came on board at the same time. I really was impressed with your organization skills, the way you ran the meetings from day one, the way we transitioned over to COVID. And my best memories are when we got into COVID and we had to then try to restart high school sports. And I remember when we went online, and I told you that, hey, wait, you think we'll have some interesting meetings? Wait till we start messing around with sports. And I think there was like 768 people, and it blew up the system, and they had to make the meeting the next night. Or 2 nights later. It was just fascinating. So thank you, Whitney. Appreciate all that you've done.
Yeah, thank you. That was, like I said, some fun times for all of us. We're all better for it. So thank you, Vince. I really, like I said, great experience. Really just a wonderful group of people that I got to serve with. So I feel the same about everyone. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, Doc Noble. Anything you want to relay to us? Something
I did think needs? I did great comments. I've had a wonderful experience. It's been a great, I always tell people it's kind of a capstone in my career. You know, I've been a school, I've been a teacher, I've been a counselor, I've worked in district administration, I've worked at university. I think my mother's in Delaware. I mean, I've been in many states across the nation too, but when I came to Delaware, I found my home here. And I feel like it's been a wonderful experience for me. You know, it's been difficult, we've had some challenges, we've taken on some battles, but I think, you know, the State Board has a real strong role to play, and I've had an opportunity to meet a lot of people in the department, work closely with many of them, and appreciate the talent that's there. I still think the best experience is every time I get to go into a school and see those kids. I think we forget sometimes that it's about the kids, and we deal with too many adult problems and not enough kid issues. But I just really appreciated this opportunity. It's been great for me personally. But you know, I'm ready to do something else. So I'm moving on. So, but thank you all. I enjoyed working every month.
Thank you. Thank you. But I appreciate everything you've done. You were the first board member I talked to other than Whitney. And when I got done with a phone call, you got to my wife. I said, I'm in her my head. I don't know what she was talking about. But anyway,
we got. I gave you a headache sometime.
Yeah. No, never. Always take Tylenol before I come here. Anyway, I appreciate our conversations. I knew it was coming when you called me when I talked to you one night. A week later, you said you were done. But anyway, I appreciate the thing you've done for State Board of Education. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good work. Okay, Mr. Leader, I'll try to keep it brief. I want to thank all of you. I've totally enjoyed this experience. I thank you for giving me an opportunity to continue in some degree of public service. I want to thank all of you and with Ms. Sweeney and or the secretaries, the cabinet secretaries or the secretaries of education, Ms. Bunting and Dr. Holovic. But I want to also recognize when I first got on board, Nina Lou Bunting was incredible. And she's the brain boom something like that. Babe Ruth was really great. And Terry Whitaker, who some of you may have an opportunity, some of you got to serve with Terry longer, certainly than I did, but he was great. Kathleen, you were always supportive, and I appreciate that very much. Audrey encouraged me to go back and get my doctorate. That was really an adventure. I was like the oldest student of all time.
But you did it.
I did it. I said, oh, look within my obituary if I told people. A couple of things that I felt that energized me were the opportunity to be on the Perkins 5 committee. And that was a really good experience to be chairman of the committee. And as you know, my style, we read in the minutes, in the agenda, got them approved. I told two jokes. And then Jenna Honor and Luke Ryan ran the meetings. But that was good. It was a great experience. I learned a lot. It was great to see like 35 to 40 people in the room from up and down the state, in the business community, education community, get to work in the career and tech ed area and collaborate together. So I thought that was an amazing experience. The COVID experience was another one that was just completely different. I hope we never have to live through that again. And I know I'm a junkie with sports, but I just felt that what we had to do and what we had to get done over that period of time, that intense focus on getting all those regulations for changing the sports seasons and compressing them, was a lot of work and a lot of stress. But being a fool, I totally enjoyed it. And my brief stint on, I can't say brief, but the Charter School Accountability Committee, I felt was very educational for me. I just learned a tremendous amount. I voted, I was one of the co-sponsors, the first charter school bill. Maybe I should have read it better, but it was just a great experience. And I know that the Charter School Accountability Committee, people have worked very hard. I think before, in my first 3 years here, and in 5 years before I got here, 3 years before I got here, we had 9 charter schools fail. And I think because of Dr. Noble's intensity, I think that what we've had is over these past few years, we haven't hit any failures. I think the systems and procedures and the people and their attitudes have improved dramatically and have helped us tighten things up. So there were 3 things that really energized me at that and sitting next to the president here.
Whoa. Thank you. Board members.
Well, I'd like to say something. Audrey, thank you so much for your service on the state board. I've really appreciated working with you. Audrey was the first smiling face that I saw after going through the Senate approval process, which was absolutely nerve-wracking. And to see her smiling face and saying, welcome aboard, really made me feel, you know, very special that you were there, that you took that time. I've known you well before state board and have always been impressed with the wealth of knowledge that you bring with you. And it's very evident here when we have to consider the various regulations and other pieces that we deal with, that you do your homework and you do it very well. I look to you for guidance regularly. You've been a great mentor for me this first year, and I really, really do appreciate it. And Vinny, you and I go back a long way as well. One thing you may not know is I used to door knock for Vinny when he was running for election. So, you know, proclaiming his excellence as a candidate in the legislature. But Vinny, I really appreciated all of the work that you've done here on state board as well. And thank you for helping to clarify some of the DIAA regulations for me. That was something I'd never had to deal with before, and you really were a guiding light on that. So I appreciate that. And both of you, good luck in your next endeavors.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to start with Audrey. So first off, I think Deb started off right. I should thank you before I tell you how angry I am. Make it about me. In all honesty, this is a bit tough for me because my experience on this board has been sort of always with you. I came onto the board in February 2018, came on in March, and I've had the benefit of your counsel, of your insight, of your thoughtfulness, of your care. You've been just a wonderful board member to serve with. From somebody who comes to this place as a non-educator, you are always willing to help bridge gaps, to help make sure that we had context for things that were really important that we may not have otherwise had the context. Sometimes the words themselves and the regulations are insufficient to really understand the gravity of how something will impact. And you always brought that depth and breadth of experience, which always made our work more informed and made it feel like we were making good decisions, even if people didn't always agree. I definitely, the quality, if I can even attribute quality to my board service, was a function of serving with you. And for the record, it was never a doubt and should never be a doubt in anyone's mind how deeply you care about the system being.
It made me cry.
Well, so be it. It was never a doubt that everything that you did wasn't out of a sense of anything dealing with yourself, but because you felt compelled to do what was right. You always came from that, regardless of whether it was going to make you unpopular or draw the ire of people. You did what you thought was right, and you had the courage to do it. And like Deb said, you did it with a way where any fair person could not, they could say they disagree, but they couldn't say you had your information wrong. You came prepared, you had it together, and it was always well-reasoned. And again, another instructive point for those who are paying attention about how to do this properly. You helped raise the level of regard for this board. I definitely saw how the level of presentations improved, the reports that we received. It was made evident because of the deep commitment you had to the power to question, which is one of the most important powers of this board, power to question. You made that clear that that was a power you weren't going to relinquish and one that we needed to make sure that we honored as board members. And it helped improve the quality of the information we received to make decisions, and also the outward perception of this board. Because as you know, when both came on, there was some questions about that. And again, through your service, you were at the front lines of helping to restore that. As already been mentioned, your service on the Charter School Accountability Committee is, without question, I think one of your greatest contributions to the board. Additionally, I was so appreciative of how you've been to the opportunities in the early childhood education space, which is a space you and I both were able to work together on, and I enjoyed those opportunities to work on subcommittees with you and to see your passion come out in the work. You filled the gaps. You gave us an even better presence on the national level through throwing yourself into the work of NASB. And again, at all levels, everything you did well, and you did it with a committed focus. I trust you. I valued you. And I greatly enjoyed serving with you. And I doubt you will stand still. I know you will go on to bring your talents to other things, but you've earned the right to step away and do whatever you wish to do. Whatever you wish to do next, it'll be very fortunate to have you. So thank you.
Thank you.
Vince.
Now he starts laughing.
Now he's like,
thank you for the humor you've brought to the chat. That's right.
Yeah. I didn't really start enjoying being a board member until you joined the board. I think Representative Williams talked about how she appreciated the way that the inner dynamics of the board kind of operated. And we dealt with a lot of heavy stuff. Mm-hmm. And I can't imagine having to go through some of those things without the levity that you brought to the conversations we were having at really important times. It was very heavy and thick, but you kind of cut right through it in a way that is going to be missed by me. But beyond the levity and humor, as a serious person who's committed to the work, it's already been talked about how you did a phenomenal job, or should we talk about more? Obviously, Luke is outstanding, and so is Jenna. But you did lead that work with Perkins 5. You threw yourself into it. It was a lot of work. You obviously threw yourself into the work with CSAC as well, alongside Audrey, when she needed some relief. you were able to step in there and really do that work. And everything you did it with humor and with just purpose. And you helped bind us together. I appreciate that. I feel like we really became a board. We really have that inner dynamic. We enjoy each other. And it's not hyperbolic to say that you'll be missed. You will be missed. I'm going to miss you. And you did make your mark on the board. And just thank you for being a friend to me. And thank you for opportunities that you've had to let me know that you cared about my opinion and decisions that we, and important things. So thank you. I'm looking forward to seeing you at a football game or two.
Thank you, Wally. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Anything else before we move on? I do have one more thing to say. Audrey, call me anytime. Questions, concerns. I'll take your phone call, Vince. Please delete my number now.
Thank you, Mr. Leader.
Anyway, thank all of you for your service. We will be moving on to charter schools.